It was a media event staged by the 85% Coalition, a gay rights group based in Champaign-Urbana. Local news media had reported on the event in advance, so its actual occurrence came as little surprise to anyone. Still, workers at the Champaign County Clerk's office in Urbana stared as a series of same-sex couples, flanked by reporters and a few gay rights demonstrators, came up to the counter.
Hi, hi. We would like to apply for a marriage license, please.
State statute says
so
that we
unfair.
Can't.
It is so unfair.
I wish I could help you.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
Stephen Henderson and Michael Berkshire of Urbana were the first to ask for an application. Henderson says marriage is important for them to provide public recognition of their relationship and to give them legal protections as a couple.
Like if something was to happen to Michael, I would not necessarily be allowed in the hospital room, wouldn't be allowed to make medical or financial decisions for him, and vice versa. And we each know what the other wants done.
In all, four same-sex couples were politely refused marriage licenses at the Champaign County Clerk's office. Most left quickly. But Dixie Spencer and Patty Cutright of Champaign wanted more, an official written denial of their application. County Clerk Mark Shelton obliged them.
Yeah, if you could just initial it and date it, that would be wonderful.
Initial it and date it. You want my Mark Shelton? How about that? Oops, that's not my county clerk's. That's what my personal signature. So I drifted into that. Sorry. All right. Okay, I'm going to make a copy of this then, if that's
sure,
all right,
great.
Since I get it out.
The county clerk's denial in writing will come in handy for the lawsuit Spencer and Cutright have been contemplating. Spencer says they've been discussing for months whether to go to court to contest the section of the Illinois Marriage and Dissolution Act banning same-sex marriage on the ground that it discriminates against gays and lesbians.
Civil rights issues have been settled much the same way we were working today, through direct action, for a long, long time in this country. This is a civil rights issue, as far as I see it. We shouldn't have to ask or be denied. We should have the same rights that everyone else in this country has under the Constitution, and we don't. So I see it as the Illinois law is unconstitutional.
A court ruling ordering same-sex marriages in Illinois is not what County Clerk Sheldon wants to see. He says in his view, marriage has been a relationship between a man and a woman since time immemorial, and he wants it kept that way. Sheldon says his office would obey any state law or constitutional amendment that legalized same-sex marriage, but he says something like the Massachusetts court ruling would need close scrutiny.
When it comes to what a court would somehow legislate from the bench, I think it becomes a little bit more questionable, and those are things I would have to think about if, unfortunately, the courts would step in that way. I don't see that happening, but it's hard to know at this point with the courts across the nation have taken a lot of the legislative responsibilities on.
There was one marriage license application for Monday's demonstration that Sheldon's office did accept. It took about 15 minutes for Adam Davis and Amy Rickman to fill out their application, pay their fee, and get their marriage license, both the real one and the unofficial one meant just for show.
Gentlemen, a question? Name changes or anything?
Oh, name changes, no. But he's a gay man, and we're not really in love. Does that make a difference? Okay. Thank you.
Davis and Rickman say they have no intention of marrying. Instead, they say they wanted to show that virtually any opposite-sex couple could enjoy the right to marriage denied to even the most committed same-sex couples. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.